service this Sunday night. This is a time that we really like for everybody to come to our lake property. It's so nice. Brother Jeff and Brother Jerry and a lot of other men have been working out there, and it's really nice. So, and then the 28th is our mission pledge, which is also this Sunday. And then we hit June. So June the 6th is an XO marriage, tools for an unshakable marriage. And all ages are welcome. You can sign up in the foyer. And Sister Taylor Malone, this is her burden and something God's laid on her heart. So I'm excited to hear her. She's a pretty strong person. June the 11th is a bake sale. And you can contact Sister Christy English for more information. And then the 11th also is Youth Sunday. And then our Vacation Bible School, June 18th through the 21st. And that will include a Sunday night. So everybody's welcome to come, and it'll be in the children's church area. So why don't you go ahead and stand, shake hands with someone, or smile at someone.
You are. It's so good to see every one of you tonight and to know that God has been looking forward all day for us getting together, His children, and sharing heartbeats, memories, future, etc. So we want to go to the Lord in prayer tonight, and want to pray for Courtney Grabansky. She's been diagnosed with some complications that are serious, obviously, but my wife and I were over today, and so the joy of the Lord is that God has put some stability in the setting. Sister Sharon Little, Haley Owens, Sister Ella Mae Bristow, Glenda Toms, Francis Houshins, Bob Cheek, Nita Doss, Nelda Doss. And we want to continue praying for all of those that you have been praying for. And if you have a need in your body, the Bible said, call for the elders of the church. They will anoint you with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. I hope that we are continuing to pray for every preacher, every group of people in this community. And so tonight, let's, by faith, touch the hem of His garment these next few minutes for these people.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You hold my every moment, oh God. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and trust in you.
seated. I want to encourage you about your faith and the real criteria of faith is obedience. The act of obedience portrays faith. And I will never forget in my younger ministry years hearing a man say, God calls you to go to Africa. Get ready to go. Get you a plane ticket. And if you don't have the money to get a plane ticket, see if somebody will give you the money. And if you can't find anybody to give you the money, then get on a bus and go as far as you can toward the ocean. That's going to separate you. And he said, if you can't do that, just look that direction. And God counts that obedience. So when you see the Word of God, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the criteria is not, am I relieved of pain immediately? Am I relieved of frustration immediately? Just do what you can to go that way. And that is why worship is such an important part of life. It's obedience, but he entertains the presence where people worship him. And that is phenomenal. He cannot lie. He will not lie. And so tonight, you're sitting in one of the best seats in the house. God's right beside you, and his promises are yea and amen. Let's thank him again right now before we receive the offering. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Praise God. The ushers are coming right now to receive our offering, and I thank you again for just consistently giving of yourself, finances, time, effort to make this a premier place in Paris, Texas. You can't find a better seat in Paris, Texas than in the presence of worshipers that fill this house. Father, I thank you that you have blessed us financially, physically, and I ask you to bless this people as they continue to bless your name and your cause through their tithe and their offerings. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
I got a call from Courtney today, and she said, well, Pastor went and talked to her the day that she was admitted to Texoma Medical Center, and he encouraged her to keep your dreams alive. Really just keep your dreams alive. Keep faith alive. And so today she said, I'm telling you, my biggest dream is I'm going to bust out of these doors and come to church on Sunday. And I said, well, settle down now. Like, it's okay, you know. And she said, you heard Pastor. And I said, well, yep, okay, you be there then if you need to. That's your biggest dream. So I was encouraged today that it's just that kind of faith. Faith in the midst of a trial, of an unknown, to keep on going. Why would I worry? When giants come calling my name, my God is so much bigger than the troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? So much better than all of these things. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I'll speak to the mountain.
won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God, He's faithful. His promise is true. So I'll speak.
So, all right. I tell you, I am so excited about this end time era, because the promises of God are yea and amen. And He said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. And that doesn't sound like a little trickle. It sounds to me like the abundance of rain. And I have so many things I want to say to you, and I've tried to narrow down some of them to put on paper, some to put on the overhead, and I don't think it's going to show up, and that's fine, because I first of all want to ask you the opportunity. And I almost made the end of our service this evening. What questions do you have about the evening that we are living in overall? I'm not talking about Wednesday evening in the scent. I'm talking about as the sun is setting. That what is the big question that you're asking yourself before you go to prayer at morning to face a day? What is that question that you pray about? Because if you don't know what the question is, the answer means nothing. God could be pouring out something that you need, but if you're not looking for that, you're probably not going to sense it. Does that make sense? I mean, if you're looking for a gold medallion in your clothes closet and you don't see it, you realize the target and the option didn't meet. And so what we're looking for right now is, what is it that God is calling you into, or what is your premier desire? Because He said, "My sheep hear My voice, know My voice, and a stranger they will not follow." So when the sheep get up in the morning, the first thing we want to do is to touch base with the shepherd. So if you have some questions that you want pastor to look at, I'm willing to move away from some of this material for a few minutes and give you the option that you would like to hear about. And if we don't have an answer, I'll just go on and we'll get the answer tomorrow. I won't fake it. So we'll start in the alphabet A. Whose last name is A? Find them and ask them what their big question is or their frustration is. Because if you're frustrated, if you're not having peace that passes understanding, there is something going on. If you're not enjoying life to the max, joy unspeakable, full of glory, if you're not enjoying that, something is missing. Is this on? Hello? Joy, peace, and righteousness are kingdom privileges, kingdom powers, and kingdom victories. So if you're not having that, there's got to be a question somewhere, why am I not having that? And so the easy answer is learning how to achieve joy, how to achieve peace, and how to achieve righteousness. This jet's getting off the ground slow, isn't it? Hello? Those of you online, you can feel free to call in to Ronnie Bolton's phone number. He will interpret for you tonight. Hello? Is anybody home? This is the slowest you've heard me preach in a while. I am totally dedicated to making your future happen. I don't have anything else on my agenda that gets in front of what we're doing and trying to achieve tonight. You have put food on my table for over 40 years. You have given us finances to take some of the nicest trips. We live in one of the nicest subdivisions, and we enjoy getting fat. Our food is working. So you deserve whatever that God and I can come up with for your life, your future, and to rule and reign with Him. That is, I mean, like it's just almost unthinkable that you are going to look out at the constellation tonight and realize it won't be long you'll be out there with all that helping run the show. That's right. For the English, it won't be some of that minuscule stuff running about 50 people, trying to keep them in line, making everything happen. It won't be that. It is going to be phenomenal. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. We've already know enough right now to stupefy ourselves when we see the bigger a world that is available. So if you don't have any questions, y'all ready? Oh, Brother Jerry. Right. Beautiful. Praise God. Awesome. Absolutely. Right. That's good, Brother Jerry. And very open like that helps us. Are you getting any calls here, Brother Ronnie? Yes. Brother Matt, hold on just a minute. Brother Matt, would you turn this air conditioner off so we can hear? Everybody cool enough right now? Do what? Y'all ready to turn it off? Y'all got Brother Ronnie's number? Okay, any other questions? Statements? All right, let's move into a little bit of what I call helps. Bible refers to that as a special thing, helps and governments and et cetera. And this was something God gave me years ago, and actually I was trying to put it on the book. Okay, that's the wrong one, but we'll use that one. Let's that one will work because I just did it this week. But we can do a little, I think, with this, particularly since you've seen that much of it. Read this scripture to us because it's so strong. And I've got that slanted because somehow we've got to get it in our mind as we're reading the word, we're looking up. And so I slanted it to give us a little bit of a visual. And so the Bible say, watch and pray because night cometh. And I put that little dab of the raging sea because the Bible uses the term sea as a metaphorical thing that we have crowds. And so the word sea actually is, you'll hear, it was a sea of people, and meaning that it was a people that were alive and being, etc. So this little wave up at the top is just to remind us that the waves of life don't cease. You are on the sea of life, and many are the afflictions of the righteous. Uncommon thing. In the last days, wars, rumors of wars. Well, sometimes a rumor can be worse than the war because you can particularly sense where the war is when it's a physical thing. And then you can feel it when the family gets into war. Now, you can't always see it, but you can watch the facial expressions and sense whether it's joy and peace or otherwise. Now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, and he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day. He gets that real segregated right there. Now, lo, I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day Moses sent me as my strength. And even then, so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. So I want to slow down right there just for a minute. Even my strength. There's one thing to get the Holy Ghost. It's another thing to begin to obey a scripture and to enjoy the strength of that bread. And yet I am watching people that talk about reading the Bible and talk about it, but it's like putting a plate out on the table but not eating it. Because just to read the Bible and not obey it or not integrate your life with it will not produce the purpose of that origin. So it's called the bread because we chew on it. We imbibe it into our system. We receive it into the magnanimity of the mind that balances the mind to give peace to the mind, because the mind furnishes the body the activity level of which it is living. Does that help? Somebody get that right now? And I want to go slow because this is big stop. We're talking about evening time. We're talking about wars and rumors of wars. We're talking about the waves are getting higher. People are having a hard time seeing their future. The emotional waves are absolutely about to discourage some of the people that started out to try to accomplish life. And that's why he says to begin is one thing, but to continue in the faith is another thing. So it's huge stuff. And so he's saying, he goes all the way back to Moses in the wilderness as yet, and then Joshua's talking here. He says, as yet I am as strong at this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. So then let's go on down to verse 13. Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he, W-H-O-L-L-Y, completely. To put one foot in the church and to keep one foot in the world is to confuse the doctrine or the promise or the glory. That's what happens when your blood gets chaotic, and we call it leukemia a lot of times, when the blood begins to eat up the good blood. Is that right, Kylie? Basically? I didn't want to embarrass all the other nurses, but since you're right there by your grandma. The name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims. And if you remember, the Anakims were those giants, and the land that had rest from war. But I wish somebody'd say it. I wish you'd say it declarative. Give me my mountain. I don't want to be sitting here trying to go down a slide when God is wanting to elevate my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Give me the mountain. Climb up in the sycamore tree if you want to see him. Get to a position where that the glory of God begins to elevate your mind over what it was 10 years ago. We ought to be one of the most excited people in the world. Getting the Holy Ghost was exciting. Turning away from the world was not quite as exciting. And the reason I know that is because I see a lot of people going back to it. Why in the world would we confuse our brain and our heart and create a personal tornado in our life? I don't want the wind going in a circle. I want the winds of heaven to get undergird me and let the wings of the Holy Ghost take me to that catapulting glory of joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm not wanting to sit in a salt shaker and just claim I'm the salt. I want to be salted out. And I want people to feel the difference. When I'm in the crowd, I don't want them to think I am going to cater to their lust and their things that they love of the world. I'm not joining the crowd. I'm going to be in the crowd like Jesus was in the crowd, but I'm not joining the crowd. I've got a Christ. I'm joining him. And he said, if you want me, you got to forsake the world and all that is therein, and I will give you peace that's power and glory, and I will give you a way that seems to be no way, and I will give you a victory where it didn't seem like it could happen. I am the Lord thy God in the midst of thee, and I can save. He wants to save you out of this day before he saves you out of the grave. He wants to save you tomorrow. He's already got plans to get you out of what the devil's wanting to get you held back by. Worries and fears and disappointments and all of that junk that he's going to clutter your morning with. Get up, get over it, pray yourself above it, and let the glory roll. The waves of the world are working constantly. Bible shares truth and triumph. The word of the Lord is a... I wish some of you men would say it like it means. Strong tower. I'm talking about a tower, a man that stands strong in the day when the winds of confusion are blowing. I know in whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against the day of the Lord. I am going to endure hardness as a good soldier. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. I'll pasture wherever he feedeth. Brother Ronnie, has anybody called in yet on that one? Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought to be the greatest excitement in the world to go to the house of God where the bread is coming out of the oven and saying, oh my God, we got fresh bread. We got some meat, hallelujah. We've got a little understanding. Meat typically has to do with understanding in the status of how to achieve getting involved in it. That's the first level of understanding. The final level of understanding is the fruit of which, after obeying a truth, you all of a sudden understand it works. I mean, even after you hook, Brother Kelso, even after you hook up a plug wire to a spark plug, when it's in the right place over here, the understanding is that my car runs now. And that's understanding. I mean, understanding is for ladies is to get a can of cold biscuits out, put them in a hot oven, and then poke them over and tell him he ate. And he understands. You cooked him a biscuit. You did him something favorable. And so understanding comes from practice. So Paul said, I'm sorry, let's back on up here. Death cannot handle eternal life. I want us to get that in our head. Death cannot handle eternal life. The picture is clear. They put him through pain, sorrow, and everything else, and then stuffed him in a grave, and then put Roman soldiers to guard the grave. But I'm here to tell you, death has no power over life. It ought to make you thrilled every day you wake up to know I am in Christ Jesus, a new creation. I am in the blood. I am in the light of the name and the word and the glory of the resurrection. I am his. He is mine. It's not just a song. It is a rhythm of the spirit world. So, the name of Christ in baptism by faith transforms the thought patterns of death into life by the glory of the resurrection. You will know if you got baptized because you thought just getting wet and somebody calling the name of Jesus would force the issue. That's not it. That's why he says by faith. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ by faith, you expect that something is going to start happening in your life, because all authority belongs to that name, and you're going to find a spirit of authority in the Word of God, and you're going to be able to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means is going to stop your progress. I'm telling you, the only thing that can stop the progress of the church is to surrender our faith and quit eating bread. The meat is when actions begin to happen in your life. The strength, the activity level of life happens as you eat, get good rest, and you have a vision of where you're going, and then, bless God, you exercise yourself unto godliness. The first few days that you get the Holy Ghost, you're a babe, and you just exercise your lungs. Thank you, God, for letting me in on this. Thank you, God, for doing this for me. Thank you, God, for giving me a new name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Just things like that. That's infant. But after a while, when you exercise yourself unto God, and the first thing you know, somebody challenges you, you elevate yourself by faith, and you say, look, I don't know about this whole show, but what I do know is I was a sinner, and I got the Holy Ghost, and I talked in a heavenly language, and my whole life is changing. I don't know where all it's going, but I know it is changing. How many of you sense that you got a change in your life when you got the Holy Ghost? It's a big deal. But what happens is there are what we call lacking understanding people tell them that when they got the Holy Ghost, they're saved. And that's why you've heard me the last 5 years talk about that, because it is a real need that people understand that just getting the Holy Ghost don't mean you're saved. The Bible declares it, and I'm going to say it over and again month after month, because a lot of our people don't have it yet. You're saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean just because you talk in tongues. That's why you want to study that book. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. I'm telling you, rhetoric doesn't make power happen 5 days later. Rhetoric is wonderful when you have a testimony of yesterday, this happened, and I prayed, and I talked in tongues, and the Word of God strengthened my mind, and I knew without a doubt I can make it, and there's not enough devils in hell to stop me from my forward progress. That's what the work of the Holy Ghost does. That's why Paul, talking to the church at Corinth, when they were having all kind of sinful activities in that church, and Paul said, let me tell you guys something about this whole angle. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And that's the first verse. And the second verse, he gets deeper. Though I have all knowledge and understand all mysteries and have not charity, watch this, it profiteth me nothing. A prophet is, and I'm not a prophet, but a profit. A prophet is when you got money or power left over from yesterday. You're a profitable servant, and all of a sudden the enemy comes in and said, I'm going to wipe you out. Oh, my God, I should have known it. Another hail mackinac getting me. I was just about to get some victory, but oh God, I'm just laid up. What is that? How many are going to come to your party? No. No. Study those. I wanted to actually, there's about three lessons I wanted to do tonight. Because there's just so much God's got on the table right now for whosoever will, that is hungry, is thirsty. They want everything. Don't you let me out. I mean, I don't want to just go out there and go to some house. I want to go to the house of bread. I want to go to the house of wine. I want to go to the glory table. I want to feast with the riches of his inheritance. I want to be able to spend regally and royally and know that my checks in prayer are going to be cashed at the window of heaven, and that the angels of God are going to come and surround me and protect my mind, protect my heart, protect my theories, protect my worries, protect all of that junk. I'm here to tell you, it's not God's will for us to be worried. It is God's will for us to be shouting and saying, I know whom I have believed and I'm persuaded. I know Paul wasn't singing it, but that's the way the word says it. I am persuaded that neither life nor death nor principality nor powers nor things present nor things to come shall separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, there's shouting room in the house tonight, and there's going to be shouting room tomorrow if we act upon it. But you see, behind all of that is that raging sea. And that's why we come out of the world. We come out of the sea. The sea has to do more with the world. And so Paul, for me to live as Christ, to die as gain, meaning I moved into a new realm of the invisible powers of creation and transformation. Somebody say, to live as Christ. It's one thing to quote it, but it's another thing to live there. Because Christ is part of that. I mean, part of that is Christ. And so we understand we're safe when Christ is operating our brain, our heart, our hands, our desires, we're safe. But just to call on the name of Christ and not participate in Christ is just to leave him over there in heaven and us in our dilemma. Come out, he said, of the world. The world is weak. The world is forlorn. The world can't do it for you. That's why I said, love not the world. He don't mind you having a nice house. Don't you ever let some preacher come tell you you ought to be living in a pitiful little shack out there. I'm telling you, God don't get any glory out of that. But the fact that he gave us a nice place to live is not to glory in the house, but it's to glory in the God that gave us our riches, that gave us our opportunities, that gives us all of the funds and things that we get to do while we're in the flesh. But the big thing we get to do is praise the name of the Lord. Somebody may want to stand up right now and just praise him. I mean, he loves praise. He said, I'm a jealous God. I am a jealous God. He said, in God inhabits the praise of his people. Oh God, we can't thank you enough tonight. We can't praise you enough tonight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the clouds of rain are coming in on your house. The clouds of rain are going to come in on your kids. The clouds of rain, not storms only, but there's going to be a rain, a latter rain. There was a former rain, but there's going to be a latter rain. And it's going to come because people are seeding the skies with praise. Hallelujah. You did it for me. You've been doing it for me. You've kept me in the day of trouble. You've given me in the day of time of need, and I can't praise you enough.
Looks like we might have got a little bit ahead of ourselves. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Well, he knows what you're facing. And he don't stay in the king's quarters. He goes out through the regions. The prince goes out to the areas in which people are praising God. And when you get up, praise him. And the songwriter said, praise him when things are going good, but praise him when things are not going good, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same God that allowed you to have a day of peace will keep you in the day of trouble. God will never promise you safe passage and not go with you. See, you look bigger than me, but I got a God that's bigger than you. And I want to tell you that God will never send you over there to ask Brother Jerry for $10 if he don't go with you. That book says, ask and it shall be given. He already gave you double. See, now I got to give Brother Jerry double, because God always doubles it up. Fool around and gave $20, man. Honey, have you got some more 20s? God will never promise you safe passage to where he is leading you. But I promise you, it felt crazy to stand with at a river and look at a raging sea and have those warriors behind the people. And he's looking. But I promise you that God was with Moses when he got to the sea. And all he had to do was something simple. Hold that rod out. God does the big stuff. But we want to make sure he's going to do it, so we want to stand there without getting that rod out there, because people are going to look at you and say, how dumb is that? All of y'all over there dancing and all that stuff, what does that profit you? It don't profit you one thing unless you're truly doing it unto him. But if you're dancing and praising him according to his obedience factor, obey the Lord. We don't dance and shout just because the music's good. I do see people do that, and they don't. The biggest blessing they get is the feeling of the moment. But the big thing is the promise is to the worshiper that worships in the strong voice of praise the Lord. And it comes from their heart. And it's not just a matter of going through a Pentecostal catechism. It is a matter that he's looking, I am here, and he's wanting to hear me praise his name. Do you dance? Yeah, well, it is very little, but it works. Folks, there ought not to be anything going on in this town greater than being having a Holy Ghost revival service. Us coming together, this is my brother, I'm his brother, you're their brother and sister, and I'm telling you, educating ourselves and gaining momentum in this whole show. I'm here to tell you that there is no weapon formed against the church that is going to follow Jesus in every area of life. There is no weapon formed against it. I said there's no weapon formed against it. The devil couldn't stop the resurrection, and he can't stop the church. We got to give in to him for we to stop. I'm not willing for us to stop. I am telling you, leap over troop, jump over a wall entices me. I want to be able to climb the highest mountain. Give me this day my mountain. I want to climb my mountain. God will never promise you something and then not go with you. I will be in you a well of water. Do you understand what that means when he said, I will be in you? Somebody say, Holy Ghost. You see, God in flesh couldn't be in every one of us. So he just created a spirit, and that's why he says right there, that's why he says, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. You must be born again of the water and the spirit. Why is he emphasizing that? Because faith works miracles, but faith without works is dead. So you can, by faith, go in there and get that baptismal robe on and walk into that baptismal tank. And I now baptize you in the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I put them under. But if they don't come up in faith to go ahead and obey the word of God, they will be nothing but a corpse or a history factor of what they did one time. That's not what I want. I want to be alive in him. I want to be able to leap over a troop, jump over a wall. And I'm telling you, there's a lady here told one, was that you telling people about me jumping on benches? I'm here to tell you, we are going to have the greatest revival in the world as we champion the cause of Christendom. God is not looking for people just to go through physical calisthenics and call it worship. He wants us to salute him in our worship. He wants us to praise him in our worship. He wants us to expect he's going to be with us as we worship. He wants us to know that I will never leave you or forsake you. And if you start worshiping in the Holy Spirit and according to the Word of God, I can tell you he's going to join you, and there is going to be a surge of energy that fills your heart and hopefully your head and hopefully your feet for the next day. No weapon formed. The only time hell can take advantage of you is when you lose your faith. If you're not careful, you can hear news that the first thing comes out of your mouth, oh my God, what happened? What is that? Now don't get down on yourself if you've done that. But let me just tell you that no weapon formed against us has got to be in our brain. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. So there ought to be a realization and an expectation that every day is not going to be a best day. So what we do, we arm ourselves with the warfare that God has given us, and that is the sword of the sword of the Spirit. He gives us a more perfect understanding of life, and that is there's only one way to have a victory, and that's to have a river, an ocean, a sea that only God can open the door for it. There's got to be a Daniel and a lion's den for us to have stories to tell our kids in our Sunday school. But greater than that is some of you all were brought out of stuff that the world never dreamed you would leave or get over. There have been hurts and disappointments in people I'm looking at tonight. I'm telling you, for the average person, they would have been bitter. They would have been consistently against God. They would tell God what a lot of people say. If that's the God you guys serve, I don't want anything to do with him. I've heard it over and again. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in this crowd tonight is a group of people that have already crossed some Red Seas. There's some people that's already been in the lion's den. There's already been efforts on hell's part to destroy you. But I'm telling you, God shut the mouth of the lions, and God shut the predator up that was going to destroy you, and people that were going to destroy you, and your past that was going to destroy you. God shut the mouth of the lions. And I'm telling you, the Hebrew kids just show you that the fires of hell cannot destroy you when you're in Christ Jesus, a new creation. I'm here to tell you, there's room to shout. There's room to rejoice. There's room to tell our world we've got a real God. And it's not a religion.
I tell you what we better do. We better stop right here and let's just gather around the front as the musicians come. I think you got the whole picture. We may come back to this sometime. I've got two whole shows up there that I'm telling you, God is so concerned about you, your children, your world. You don't have to be worried about your children. You can be concerned just like He is. He's concerned about this world, but He's not worried. God is not in heaven having a fever because of people not serving Him. He has been good. He has been faithful. I don't care who told them. The Word of God is the Word of God. I don't care where they first heard it. If they don't obey it, they're not going to go any further. And the same is with us. If we don't keep moving forward, exercising the Word, exercising it in our voice, exercising it in our worship, exercising it in our actions, we're not going any further. I don't know how to say it any more simple. My heartbeat right now is to keep moving forward. Our goal, our vision is to be Christ. And the Pentecostal platform is one of the greatest platforms to work from to become Christ. I could never appreciate Pentecostalism any more than anybody, because I'm telling you, that's where I got my start. But He said, "He that runneth in a race runs all." You can't stay in one place and run a race. And if you've got to go, please do not feel any indiscretion. But if you can, I encourage you to let's slip down to the front and stay about 5 minutes and pour out our heart by faith. And while you're doing that, would you just sing something that's comfortable or whatever you sense? But we're going to touch the hem of His garment, and we're going to let the edge of His ways lead us to the center of His will.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I started a study on Sunday morning, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus." That is not an offer in the strictest sense. It is a mandate. Let this mind be in you. He uses the prerogative of your faith, allowing His mind, His word, to take over your mind so that there is no inferiority in your life. That's what it means, be ye holy, because none holy but one. He is the Word, and His Spirit authorizes the activity of the Word. And it's so simple. So could we praise Him one more time? Would you play that while we praise Him? We've prayed. Let's just praise Him. Thank you for your covenant. Thank you for your brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for the many preachers and ministers that have brought us this far. I cannot thank you enough for the hundreds of preachers that have preached into my life, into this church, evangelists, teachers. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Why don't we finalize this meeting tonight? Clap your hands, oh, ye people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Oh, hallelujah. We're not getting out of the book to get loud. We're staying in the book to clap, to shout, to praise His name. Oh, glory. Why don't you take some of that joy out on your brothers and sisters before you leave? You got some of the greatest brothers and sisters. Thank you for being such a covenant church. Thank you, worship leaders.